revolving door, Chicago convict arrested for 15th time this year, was in custody week before. By Ethan Lechman on October 3, 2022. A Chicago convict was arrested on September 29 for allegedly trespassing and damaging property at the Merchandise Mart building in downtown Chicago, marking the 15th time he has been arrested this year, according to CWV Chicago and police records. 1 week prior, on September 21, Carrie Mamola, 44, was arrested for the 14th time after allegedly shoplifting at Walgreens, threatening to punch a female worker for confronting him about the shoplifting, and then stealing $135 worth of clothes at a Gap store. He was also arrested on September 18 for assault at a Jewel-Osco store but was released 3 hours after his arrest on his own recognizance. According to Chicago police records, Mamola was arrested in August 3 times, twice for trespassing and once for a warrant. In May, he was arrested 5 times, 3 times for trespassing, once for a warrant, and once for theft. Mamola has been arrested a total of 41 times since August 2014, records show. At the 44-year-old's bail hearing for the alleged Merchandise Mart trespassing incident, prosecutor Jeff Ellen told the judge, "I would note that the defendant has no less, and I say no less 'cause I stopped counting at 27, misdemeanor convictions, including 7 from this year alone." Allen noted that Mamola has 5 felony convictions for attempted escape, theft, and criminal damage, CWV Chicago reported. The prosecutor also highlighted that Mamola has forfeited his bond no less than 14 inches times before saying, "I stop counting at 14. The judge set Mamola's bail at $5,000 with electronic monitoring, but he only needs to pay $500, 10%, to leave jail. Mamola was also ordered to pay $300 on each conditional charge he violated. Residents of Illinois are worried that the state's bail laws may only get weaker when the Safety Act is implemented on January 1, 2023. The legislation is set to eliminate cash bail for most crimes, which may result in many criminals who have allegedly committed major crimes being released onto the streets. As Breitbart News reported, critics say that police stations and jails will become revolving doors for alleged criminals once the bill is implemented. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.